Why don't you guys quick introduce yourselves for one final time, one quick sign off, and then give a very short speech, but trading off word for word.
Okay, of course. Yeah. How we do every show.
So first introduce yourself.
I'm DJ Joey Leon.
That's right. Rowan Krishnan.
That's right. All right, and now starting here, word for word trade off. Give your sign out,
listeners. We do not want your money.
They don't. They really don't.
We just want to fuck you.
They do. They've said it for 4 years now.
Again.
Yeah.
And
again.
Thank you for your money.
Oh, wow. They fooled you. You thought that they didn't want the money.
That. But,
and for their final thing.
This is WMFO in
Medford,
Tufts
University,
Freeform
Radio,
strictly
80s.
Joel, thank you, listeners. It's been a good 4 years.
Yeah. I think you guys all know what our two stud DJs are going to play to end the show.
One last time.
Take it away, boys.
This song needs no introduction.
Yeah, man, fuck it, I was on though. And I thought I found a girl of my dreams at the strip club. Fuck it, I was wrong though. Shout out to all my niggas living tax free. Nowadays, it's six figures when they tax me. Oh well, guess you lose some and win some. Long as the outcome is income, you know I want it all, and then some. Shout out to Asian girls, let the lights dim some. Shots came, I don't know where they were sent from. Probably some bad hoes I'm about to take the hint from. Yeah, you know me well, nigga. Yeah, I mean, you ain't the only real nigga. They got me on these white women like seal, nigga. Slave to the pussy, but I'm just playing the field, nigga. Yeah, all these people really discussing my career again. Asking if I be going platinum in a year again. Don't I got this shit the world wanna hear again? No Michael Jordan still got his hoop earing in. Man, all of your flows bore me, paint drying. And I don't ever be tripping off of what ain't mine. And I be hearing the shit you say through the grapevine. But jealousy is just love and hate at the same time. Yeah. It's been that way from the beginning. I just been playing, I ain't even noticed I was winning. And this is the only sound you should fear. Man, these kids wear crowns over here and everything is alright. Say I'm old news, well who the new star? Cause if I'm going anywhere, it's probably too far. Just performed at a bar mitzvah over in the States. Used half of the money to beat my brother's case. Red wine over fair time. But shout out to the niggas that's doing dead time. And shout out to the bitches dead when it's bedtime. And fuck you to the niggas that think it's their time. Yeah, don't make me take your life apart, boy. You and whoever the fuck gave you your star, boy. Oh, you wanna be a motherfucking funny guy? Don't make me break your Kevin Hart, boy. Yeah, it's whatever. You know, feeling good, living better. I think maybe I was numb to it last year, but you know I feel it now more than ever. My city love me like Mac Dre in the Bay. Second album, I'm back paving the way.
The backpackers are back on the bandwagon like this was my comeback season back in the day. And I met your baby mom's last night. We took a picture together, I hope she frames it. And I was drinking at the Palms last night and ended up losing everything that I came with. Yeah, feel like I've been here before, huh? I still got 10 years to go, huh? And this is the only sound you should fear. Man, these kids wear crowns over here and everything is alright.
This is a song that started it all for me. Yeah, this is a song about an area I'm sure we're all familiar with in some way or other. Perhaps some of us were not fortunate enough to have been born and reared there. I say fortunate because I was, and I got away fast as I could, Jim. And I'm trying to convince any and everybody else that I left back there in Chicago to leave. Because the hawk don't dig them. He letting it be known. I mean, where else on earth have they ever lost an airplane on the ground before it even took off, right? Covered up with snow, right? Where else can you find they hit 21 tornadoes a day? That's better than 20, and you know, one a day Brian Vitamins. Really socking it to them good, Jim. They're still there. This song is very true about an area that is found in the Bay Area and in Los Angeles. They had a big misunderstanding down there in that area not long ago. You might remember seeing some of those TV documentary films that they were showing. I think they called them Burn Baby, where you saw folks running down the street with television sets on their back, and deep freezers and couches and things. A lot of my friends got themselves together during that misunderstanding. Really got straight. I can talk about it though, folks, because see, I am an authority on it. I really am. And I'm very proud of the fact that as soon as I was big enough to get a job, save enough money.
Yeah, we're done with that. How's it going, y'all? Sorry it's kind of late. We had some seniors signing out for the last time. Their last show with Tell Us, man, it's really emotional, really touching. You know, they had to do some ritual or something. The lights were off. They were all in here. Shirts off, dancing, slapping asses. You know how it is. You just gotta do these things, man. It's great. No, well, it's not great. They kind of like cut into my time. I'm also a senior, and I also gotta do stuff. But, you know, who gives a... See, they were like throwing out the explicits. Explicit. Luke, help me out with this. Oh, also... Y'all, we got a surprise guest. The one, the only, Luke Moynihan. What's up,
dude,
that's enough, Luke. We're professionals. Let's get back to it, please. If you wouldn't mind.
I had to start with that, though.
Yeah, dad. Saw. Anyways.
Sawing sure makes me thirsty.
Oh, gross. You're going to spit take that. You got to be. I just laughed directly into the mic. How many ears did I just blow? Not enough. Anyways. Dude, I really want to curse. Is that okay? Nah.
No.
Nah. it's, don't I don't really need it. I remember, yeah, like freshman year, I didn't really need to. I just never did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
You know.
Why?
I guess I was kind of holding on to like traditional Christian, like don't curse, whatever. Pretty ridiculous when I think about it. And also, cursing feels good.
Mm-hmm.
Swearing feels right. And sometimes you gotta do what feels right, not what you've been taught is right. You know what I mean, Luke?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Luke, where are you looking right now?
I'm just looking around.
I'm just looking around.
I gotta
around.
Get situated.
All right, Luke and I used to, well, mostly it was Luke used to have a show back in the day. Tell him about it, Luke. Tell him.
Yeah.
All right, fuck off, Luke. I'm gonna tell him. Yeah. Oh, dang. Did I just, dang it.
You said fuck off.
I just said fuck off.
No, that's illegal.
Ah, man. That's strike one. I'll give myself 15 strikes. We'll see how this goes.
This isn't baseball.
This isn't baseball. This isn't Kansas anymore either. This isn't Kansas City baseball.
This isn't.
What else isn't this? This isn't hockey, that's for sure. Major leagues, forget about it. This isn't basketball. I'm talking.
Shoot, score.
Shoot, score, playoffs. Rebound. Oh,
it's.
Break. Why doesn't this board have more noises?
You gotta make them.
Okay. What are like the classic radio
noises? Yeah, think of a. Well, let's. Radio noises.
Definitely like the fire truck, like the. Like that, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't like pretty good. Ow. That really hurt my ears. I need to turn this down. Ouch.
It's an alarm.
Oh.
It's supposed to be loud.
That's not that was like an accurate fire truck description though. At first I thought it was like maybe a cow, then I thought it was a train, and then a cow again, and then you did the thing after, which didn't sound like an animal.
No.
Nah,
wait, what other classic sounds are there?
Yeah, no.
That's classic.
That's classic.
That's a classic.
Now that's classic. One button for that. Just one time.
Button that says real trap shit.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Real trap shit. WMFO. Oh, I was supposed to say that. I was supposed to say you guys listening to WMFO in Medford.
Well, there was a
3:05
7-minute song playing when we came in here.
Yeah. Oh man, you want to talk about that song, those lyrics though?
What song?
The one with Drake, I think.
Oh, Drake.
Oh, man. All right, listeners.
I don't know if that was... Can you look at it? Was that Drake's new song?
Oh, wait, yeah. Let's see if these guys actually log their shit or they just, like, didn't give a flippin' flam-flam. Wait, how... wait, I can just go to the WMFO site, you know? I'm sorry. You can just check the
Basically,
songs.
Basically, it was just a pretty racist song lyric.
Yeah,
by
I mean,
Drake.
it was like a little bit racist.
It was like a little bit racist.
It was like slightly racist.
It was like, I'm not offended or anything, but it was like pretty racist.
Yeah, I really just want to look up the actual lyrics. How do I? Luke, you want to talk about your old show?
Oh,
a little
our
bit
old
while
show?
I look for this. Yeah.
We had this show called The Lua McCona Show.
The Lua McCona Show.
Yeah. Temi Lalua and Luke McCona Hanley.
Yeah.
So, we had that show. Temi was late every friggin' time.
Okay.
but it was fun.
Mihoi noi. Yeah, I was late off.
Shiv Cryogenics was our co-star.
Yeah.
Kind of just ended up running the show.
Yeah. Fuck that guy.
Yeah. F that guy.
I mean, yeah. Yeah.
So that was fun. Then we ripped on our friend James Golden. He's running for president in 2028. Vote for him. Unless he becomes a complete psycho before then. But
yeah, he's already pretty wild. Speaking of James, you want to talk about you want to talk about that conspiracy? So we have a friend. We're gonna keep his name.
Let's do no names.
Yeah, no names. His name is Schlamantha.
Shivelbobs. Schlamantha Shivelbobs.
I don't like that last name. How about just Dirt? Dirt, his name is Dirt.
Dirt Johnson.
Dirt Bojangles Johnson.
Dirt Bojangles.
We'll call Johnson. Him Dirt Bojangles for now.
Okay.
Or just Dirt.
Just Dirt.
Yeah.
It's easier.
You think he likes going by his first name or like his father's name, Johnson?
I would go by Dirt if I could have been called Dirt.
Yeah. You'd go by Dirt if you could be called Dirt. Mm.
Yeah, probably.
Really?
I don't know. It's just simple.
It's simple, but I'd always feel like below everyone.
Yeah, you know? But once you're below everyone, you can only go up. Or even worse.
Yeah,
you can just go way worse.
Yeah. Once you're below everyone, you just get
keep
to be
going down.
Yeah.
Until you're worse.
And then
you die.
Oh, geez.
And then it gets worse.
And then it gets worse after death. Yeah. Death is easy.
Death is the beginning.
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
I don't remember.
Oh, Dirt.
Yeah, Dirt. All right. So, yeah, Dirt was... We were hanging out with Dirt, just like a few of us. And he just brings up the story about how he's with this person, and he just talks like just kind of slanders her hard, like so she's like she's dating this person, like she may or may not be seeing someone else, but the way he said that she was like hitting on this bartender or whatever, and gave the bartender her number while she was also seeing this other person
who paid for her drink.
Yeah, this other person paid for her drink.
So essentially, Dirt's friend, her sort of like ex,
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, well, just like
paid for a drink for her,
mm-hmm.
And then according to Dirt, she used that receipt to
use the receipt to write down her number and then slide it over
to the bartender.
Right into his DMs.
Which, the way Dirt phrased it was pretty shady of her.
Yeah, pretty shady of her, right?
To do something like that right in front of... Yeah.
Yeah, and he tells...
Which kind of makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. And we're just like, wow, this person sucks. Like, this girl is like, that is not cool,
like
that, right?
Yeah, like, just, there's no need for that.
Yeah. And then he kind of sits back in the couch... And then just kind of
mumbles under his breath,
just lets this piece of information slide out of his open orifice of a mouth. And he just says, "I mean, yeah, I just kind of like I told her to do this."
And then we all looked right at him, right at Dirt, and we're just like, "Wait, what?"
I'm like, "What?" He's like, "Yeah, I told her to write. I told her to write down them."
And we're like, "Are you like, you just slandered her?"
Yeah.
Made us believe it was all her fault.
And we hated this girl now.
Yeah.
Now,
at this point, we didn't like her anymore. We thought that was the meanest thing ever.
Yeah. So we're.
And immediately we take it back because we immediately see something's going on with Dirt's. Dirt's dirt.
It's shitty. It's too much. I don't know, maybe he lies all the time. Like, I don't know what to believe anymore.
And then he backtracked a little. He said, "Oh, she brought it up." And then I said, "Yeah, you should do it."
Yeah. So he...
Like, it wasn't him that came up with it.
Right.
And we're like, "All right, what's the real story here?"
And then he's like, it's not... All right. And then he's like, "Okay, all right, so maybe it's not 100% true." It's 100% fraud,
and then,
is what it was. 100%.
So then I was thinking, did she have anything to do with it, or did he write on the note himself?
Yeah. Was she even involved?
Was the whole thing set up by him?
Just him.
Just for the funny joke.
Just to have the story to tell.
At the expense of her.
Yeah. That is an insane
And then I thought, what if he not only did that, but the number on the receipt was his number that he used to hit on the bartender?
Luke, that's insane. So crazy. It's probably definitely true. It's like
it's 100%
It's 100% true.
Confirmed. Exposed.
Oh, man. So, yeah.
Kissing pranks. Exposed.
Gone sexual.
Gone sexual in the
hood. Just a prank, bro. It was just a prank.
It was just a prank.
On us. We were bamboozled. But never again.
And then we're like, what is real?
What is real?
That isn't real.
Yeah. Friends are complicated. Especially when you don't know anything about them. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like this, like Dirt. Like, I don't know that much about Dirt. But now all I know is that he's really good at twisting things and maybe lying. Like, mm-hmm. being really convincing. Like I said, that's a skill. That's a skill.
Mm.
I think we spend enough time letting people, or trampling on Dirt, you know? Like, we've trampled on him long enough. It's time to move on to someone else. True. What do you want to talk about, Luke? We have a long time.
How about we talk about...
Yeah, we're not going to do that. I think we should talk about how, like, you got Obama, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's kind of running things, right? Stay with me now. Stay
he's
with me.
He's the president now, right?
Yeah, he's the president now.
All right.
And you think he... You think maybe he poops the same way we do, or does he do it in a way that's, you know...
I don't think he has time.
Yeah, I don't think he has time for that stuff.
What if he's pooping and, like, some horrible thing happens?
Yeah.
And he's like, wait, I gotta finish up in here first.
Yeah, this deuce...
This is a matter of...
Is loose.
Yeah.
This deuce is loose. So, yeah. There are a lot of important things going on in his life. He doesn't have time for that stuff. What else doesn't he have time for? Family? Love, maybe?
No, he gave up on that before the job started.
Dang. That's real. That's real, Luke. Luke, where are you looking?
I
wish you guys could see what I'm looking at. Where's the distance that you're looking at? Where's the horizon?
I'm looking at this thing that has a list of rules, and number four is that's it. And then there's another rule after
number five.
It doesn't make any sense.
What the heck? All right, these are their ticket giveaway rules for, I guess, when we have ticket giveaways here at WFO.
Number one, giveaway tickets.
It just says ticks.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, I mean, that's short for tickets, so I'm just letting...
I'll let it slide.
Yeah, okay.
Number two, fill out form below with required info. I'm not going to read the rest.
Yeah.
I don't know what it says. Number three, email tickets to WMFO.org. Number four, that's it. Number five, make sure to get out, make sure to something form in folder. Oh, man.
Yeah. Man. You hear that?
Was that an animal?
Sound like a donkey. What do you think? You hear it? Dude, that's it. Do you hear that, Luke? Hey, do you smell it?
I smell the ass.
Nice, Luke. Real fucking mature. Yeah.
That's the name of an animal.
That's true. Yeah.
What? You meant... Oh, dude, that's disgusting.
Oh, my God. You're going to turn this
wrong,
on me,
dude.
You're going to turn this on
me.
I
thought this was a clean show you were putting on, dude.
It is a clean show. I'm a clean show. By the way, you've been listening to Untitled with DJ Afrocarpus featuring Makana. What's your name, Luke? Like, what's your DJ name?
Dirt. No,
Dirt.
DJ Makanasa.
Makanasa. DJ Makanasada.
Asada.
Man. You think you're consumed by the memes, Luke?
Yes.
All right, next question. Luke, how many times in a day?
I'm not getting into memes right now.
You what?
I'm not getting into memes right now.
You live by the meme, you die by the memes, Luke.
Mm-hmm.
That was your first mistake after being born. Now, you're an empty shell.
I can't feel anything anymore.
I can't feel my face, Luke, when I'm with you.
But I love it.
But I love it.
Ooh.
I can feel my face when I'm with you, Luke.
But I love it.
But I love it.
Oh.
And I know this be the death of me. At least we'll both be young.
I don't remember the last
line. That's fair. That's fair. That's fair. That's okay.
I kind of just go, and I'm really happy when I ain't gonna know me no.
All right. You want to take a break?
I'm down.
Let's, you want to just leave the studio and just have the people listen to Static?
No.
Yeah, that's mean. That'd be wrong.
How many people are listening right now?
Let's see.
Someone should give us a call.
Yeah, if you're listening right now.
If you're listening right now.
Just, like, give us a call.
Give us a call.
We're super drained right now.
Yeah, give us, what's a question people should, like, what should people
all right, call yeah. in about? You should call in and ask us.
What's your favorite, when you go to a gas station, if you had.
Wait, is this a question they're asking? Or
I'm asking you and you're going to answer it.
Oh, okay. So they're going to call, give the answer. What if you like
just and ask? Then I'm going to discuss and say probably why you're wrong.
Yeah. If and then they're going to hang up.
That's not my problem.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's it. That's going to be the end of the interaction. They have to hang up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, if you had $20 and you go into a gas station, what do you leave with, snack-wise?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
$20, that's like a good amount of snacks.
That's a solid amount of snacks.
Spread your wealth around.
Yeah, if you're like fiscally responsible.
Not just snacks. What do you buy in the convenience store?
Yeah.
And what do you leave with?
Besides not your soul or dignity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or previous wealth.
Hit us up in the comments.
Yo.
Like, comment, subscribe.
Yo. Smash that motherfucking like button, yo.
Mm-hmm.
Just do it. All right. Here's what we're going to do.
It's almost R&H.
R&H? Oh, yeah, dude. You're right. You're right. The people before us were talking about how there were just a bunch of white dudes here.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like one of their segments.
Wow, how exciting.
How very exciting. Man, I really want to give more swams. I really don't want to like curse or swear. Like I've been trained too hard not to.
Yeah, don't say swams.
Yeah. I don't even know what I was talking about anymore.
What are you looking for?
Just like some music to like give us a break so we can regroup our minds, get mentally stabilized. Because I'm trying to talk about some stuff,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know what yet. You know,
that makes sense.
Yeah. What's your favorite song? Attack. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Attack is good right now for 3:30 a.m.
Yeah, it's a little not this vibe.
Yeah, it's pretty aggressive of a song.
What about like some bad, not good?
That's good. Not bad.
Some Confessions.
Confessions? Yeah, I'm going to hit that up right now. Now, I don't know if the web browser option is available on the soundboard anymore. But we're going to see what we got going on. All right. On mic one, we got mic one. And that's the same way for the rest of them. Right up to mic five, where it goes to the Rivendell. You guys don't know what the hell that is. Don't worry about it. Then we got mic six, which is auxiliary one. Then seven is auxiliary two. And it goes off like that up to eight. So it stops at seven. Yeah, I don't think there's a web browser option here. You want to just use your phone?
That could work. Yeah. What is this? Aux 1.
Yeah, that might be it, but it might not be. So.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Just try it out.
Yeah. Talk about something.
In the meantime, let me bless your minds with...
Yo, but someone call in.
Yeah,
if you're hearing this...
God, you guys are so...
Call in.
Come on, guys.
And we will appreciate it.
We'll not only appreciate it, we will entertain you.
We'll listen to you.
We'll listen. For a time being. And we'll cut you off. Just kidding. That's not really a good incentive for anyone to call in. But I have a story. I have a question, actually.
Yeah.
Have any of you guys ever been egged? Like, drive-by egged, you know?
Should I play music?
Not yet.
Okay.
I got the story. That'd be pretty funny if you just cut me off. You can do it. I'll turn it on so you have the power.
Turn it on so I have the power.
Yeah. Once this Aux One.
Bored.
Yeah. All right. Dang. There's a lot of pressure. Okay. So, I think like 3 years ago. Luke, don't do it.
Just start talking.
Yeah. 3 years ago, I was walking down up the sidewalk, up Packard Ave, and this white car is approaching like pretty fast, pretty quickly. Windows are rolled down. I'm not even like really regarding it or looking at it. And as soon as it passes right next to me, this girl leans out the window and chucks like just a regular non-hard-boiled, just regular egg right at me. It cuts me. The shells cut like my hand and my heels. Not my heels. That'd be horrific. Like my calves. And I'm just in shock, and they're laughing. I think one of them is like, just got egged. And I just really wanted to break all their collective kneecaps at that moment. You know, I should have like thrown my skateboard, but I didn't. I was just in too much shock to be as angry as I should have been, you know? Yeah. Well, I may or may not continue this story, but that may be the end. I'm just going to leave the story there. We're going to start the songs, the musics. This is Confessions by Bad Bad Not Good, featuring Leland Wit Witty. Yeah, okay, here we go. Check out. just water, because we can't make alcoholic references here at WMFO in Medford. This is Untitled with DJ Afrocarpus featuring DJ Makana Asada. It's time for the nightly PSA. So since there are two of us, we're going to just do two PSAs. These are just normal PSAs, just normal regular PSAs as they were written. Okay. You found one you like, Luke?
This one seems chill.
Word. Let's have it. Oh, you want to play like some chill music in the background?
That's a great idea.
Dude, that's a great idea, man. Bam.
Just passing the time, making sure there are no awkward silences. Passing the time, making sure there are no awkward silences.
All right.
Enough of that.
Try to do it in a voice?
If you want. Yeah, go hard.
All right, this is Patrick doing the PSA.
From SpongeBob.
Just
for the plebs.
If this gets to be too hard halfway through, I'm still going to go through it.
Good.
Go green with rechargeable batteries.
Look, it's amazing. Go. All the way through.
If you want to save yourself money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries and your frequently used devices that accept them. Today's NIMH batteries last about as long as alkaline cells under high use, and they can be recharged hundreds of times before needing to be recycled. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries plus a charger don't cost very much to begin with anymore. And is it more convenient to recharge your batteries than to go to the store and buy new ones anyway? A message from all your green friends here at WMFO, Tufts Educational Radio.
That was pretty fantastic. Thanks, Patrick.
You're welcome.
All right, now get the fuck out of my radio show. I mean, bye. Anyways, how's it going, you guys? You guys doing all right? I don't care that much. I mean, I do care, but I can't really hear what you guys have to say, you know?
Yeah, because no one's calling.
Yeah, what's up, you guys? You guys gotta call us hop.
You gotta us hop us.
We want to listen to what you have to say. And then respond in a not non-helpful way, maybe. We can give you guys some advice. Look, I got some good advice in my time as a human being, I think.
Tell us your advice.
I'll do what I want when I want, now. Luke.
Don't cry.
I won't cry. Not today. Some good advice. One, never, ever use mayonnaise as an instrument. Ever.
Is mayonnaise an instrument?
No, Patrick. Now get the fuck out of my radio show. Sorry, you guys. I'm not usually that violent with the words. Second piece of advice, curling iron, why not? That's what my dad said to me. I told him why not. Painful, inconvenient, dumb. These are all good reasons. Advice number three, always look left. Maybe right, but mostly left, so you don't die. Advice number four, don't forget. Wait, that's it.
That's it.
That's
it. Number four.
Number four.
That's it.
And number five, make sure to put form in folder so no one tries to give away the same ticks.
Mm-hmm.
Solid pieces of advice, you guys. Solid pieces. Yeah. Yeah. Man, I think it's time for a little bit of scatting to disorient our own minds.
Better bop, boom, better bop.
Scooby dee bop. Skiddly pop, or a pity pooty, diddly pop, or a pity, or a pity, skilly diddly, skilly diddly, skilly wow.
Bear on back to mayor, but the picker. Bear on the lip.
No,
me no mouth, don't be at the picker.
Me no, hi, hi.
Me no, hoi, no, what a bit toy.
When I home, no, my dad, hoi,
down back to the door.
Dabber beauty, beauty, be bound, low hundred, humming, hoi, no, hoi, and dabber be, be, dabber, horn, or I do home, I'm in a hoi, hang, and a home, hung, or I home, home, or I be, I'm in hoi.
Better by no.
I think this is a good transition for like talking about like feelings and like the hardest things you've
ever dealt with.
Yeah. Like throughout college and like mostly throughout college, like one of the situations,
like the worst parts of our life. Like this is a great transition for the deepest, darkest, worst parts of our life. Better buck, better buck,
dabbity pip, dabbity bow,
near slip up, slip up, slip from the deer,
skibbity bop, bop, rub it, sorry for just screaming it in all your ears. That was a scat session. Like I said, this is another great transition for like talking about like love losts and
just loss,
just loss, just like just heavy stuff. You want to get into it? It's okay to cry, but it's more okay to scat. Quarterly, waterly, surly, waterly, tiddly. Biddly bop.
Totally.
Totally.
Totally dut.
Totally dut.
Hussada.
Duts.
Totally. Totally dut.
Totally
dut. Biddly boop.
Biddly lap. Biddly lolly lap. Biddly.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it right now.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. Like, it's heavy.
It's heavy shit, dude. Stuff. Swarms.
Yeah, swarms. It's hard to think about, like,
yeah,
these things, because these make you so sad. Yeah, I get it. Like, sometimes you just got to, like, isolate yourself and just have a good cry.
Yeah.
You know? Well, you know what's better than a good cry? Vocalizing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like talking about it.
Just, yeah, like vocalizing your thoughts.
Yeah, it's another way of talking.
Yeah, what's that?
Like talking to a close friend.
Yeah, exactly.
Like it's like talking to the most important people in the world.
Yeah. And you know what's even better than talking to the most important people in the world?
What?
Like singing your emotions to them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like belting, just like letting it all out in the form of speech.
Yeah, I feel like you don't even have to have a good voice, you know, you just have to make sounds, you know?
Yeah, like they'll interpret those sounds.
Sounds in the form of eloquent words,
yeah,
spoken to like eloquent a therapist words, or something.
Just, yeah, exactly. And more than just sounds, just like you're string together these maybe words, maybe not even words, and you just, these important people in your life, they'll know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Like,
or you just bottle it up.
Just bottle it. What was that? Huh?
Or you just bottle it up.
You just bottle it up.
Or you just bottle it up, you know?
Yeah, we just keep it inside. Keep it inside. Just keep it inside.
Just keep it to yourself.
Keep it for yourself. Yeah, exactly. Like, you gotta do that sometimes. Yeah.
Sometimes you just gotta better mumba men the bad dot.
Skully pop it.
Better look bad. No rap.
Wrap it over there. Skilly room.
Ship it about out. My dear.
Dilly billy bully.
I'm not over there. No, my dear.
And that's how you're just like, you're wailing. Like, your friends, they're not gonna care that you're crying in front. Like, it's important, right? It's important. And you're just gonna be like, oh, Lord. It's, hey, Luke, hey, man, you okay? Well, you can talk about it, Luke. Just tell me what's up, man. What's going on? What's going on, Luke? How are the scats?
It's just the.
It's what?
Sodded!
Oh,
sodded!
Sodded! Whoa! Dude, sodded. Yeah.
It's good to talk about important things.
Yeah, like.
It's not easy to bring it up, but I think it's good in the end.
Yeah.
It makes you a stronger person.
Yeah, you just can't just bottle it up like that, yeah. So. Not good.
Don't start that again.
I'm not going to start. If we've done this
wrong.
Yeah, no. It's rough. So. This is it, huh? All our lives, we've had to fight Nickerson. And you know, when all the fighting's done, who will be left to pick up your ashes? I mean, your tears. Me. And not Luke. Luke will be somewhere else.
I will be gone.
Yeah, maybe just like eating some bread. Luke, how much do you love bread?
I like bread a lot.
Yeah, like we're not even...
Moist bread.
Moist bread?
I don't like dry bread. I like moist bread.
Luke, who likes dry bread?
Some people like dry bread.
Some people like...
Like toast?
Like stale bread?
Like toast.
Toast?
Some people like toast.
Some people like toast. Some people like
a... Is that like Minnesota accent? I don't know.
Yeah, it is.
Some people like toast.
Toast?
Yeah. I don't know, whatever. Yeah. I like moist bread. I can eat moist bread by itself. No butter.
No, wait, what?
No butter.
No butter. You guys heard it live here. Luke will eat moist bread, no butter.
I ate a pretzel two pretzel sandwiches.
Yeah,
yesterday.
That was unacceptable. Like,
think you guys understand.
Yeah, explain.
All right, these are hard. They're like pretzels you get in like a small bag, but they were a little bit bigger,
mm-hmm.
like more girth to them, a little bit thicker. Girth. Not like the really thick ones, but like in between, kind of intermediate.
You're talking about just pretzels, right?
Pretzels. I'm talking about the pretzels part.
And the girthiness of pretzels and the thickness of pretzels.
Yeah, like twice as girthy as a normal small mini pretzel.
It sounds like you're describing the thigh of a human being.
No.
It's like girthy and like a thick, like meaty pretzel.
Yeah, the meat of the pretzel.
Yeah, what? That doesn't make, you cannot say that. The meat of the pretzel. All
right, so you get those pretzels. Mm-hmm. They're not that salty.
No, right.
So that's important. And then you get potato bread rolls, and you put the pretzels on the roll, and you stack it high, and then you crush it with the other roll. And it sounds like just a ton of carbs. But
that's because it is a ton of carbs. It doesn't just sound like it.
I know it's carbs.
That's not even the issue with me, that you're consuming carbs.
What's the
carbs.
Issue, then?
The issue is that you're stuffing these dry...
I don't think you get it. The rolls are moist.
Bread cannot be that moist.
Yes, it can.
When coupled with pretzels and salt.
Pretzels are the crunchy, dry, salty, the meat of the sandwich. And then the roll is nice and moist. It doesn't even need a condiment. And it's perfectly paired. I actually enjoy that.
That blows me.
I really like pretzel sandwich.
Pretzel sandwich. It's just like when, in my mind.
I definitely am getting zero nutrients from it.
Yeah,
but it
you're getting
great.
Nothing but carbs. And maybe
sometimes you need carbs.
Yeah, yeah. That's fine. Carbs are cool. Yeah. That's probably the sickest sandwich I've ever seen in my life.
Like, I even tried putting cheese on it once and it wasn't as good.
Yeah, what the hell was that? The cheese thing. That was like gross to watch you munch down on. But it was okay.
It's okay.
Yeah. Luke, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Probably
an adult.
A young whippersnapper.
A whippersnapper?
Yeah.
I get that.
Did you hear that? It was a sound.
Is that the donkey did?
I don't think. Well, that wasn't. It went. I hear it.
Yeah, that's
definitely
just
a truck.
Yeah, a truck.
Definitely a truck. First went.
That was like spot
on. I was
kind
of scared.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you made me nervous.
That was definitely the key.
Yeah, yeah. Good times. Good times. Good times. What was I talking about? Oh yeah. What do you want to be when you grow up, Luke? A young whippersnapper. What does that mean?
Just forget that.
Okay.
I was listening.
Oh. Yeah, you just kind of just said that. I wasn't even
conscious. I thought of the word whippersnapper, and I'm like, that would fit well in whatever we're talking about right now.
What are we talking about right now?
Talking about what I want to be when I grow up.
Yeah. You got a knack for, like, filming, editing.
Are we talking real?
Yeah, talking real.
Okay. Yeah.
Also,
ideally, I would be a director.
Mm.
But apparently becoming a director is a complete arduous process that takes years of failure and money down the drain. And I want to get there the easy way out.
Yeah, same.
But like, I don't know if there is that.
I told my sister that I also wanted to be a director, and she was like, okay. And she like went on Wikipedia and searched all like the famous directors. And like all they went through, and all of them went to like really nice universities, and then
that's not true.
Yeah,
a lot of them didn't go to film school. Like half of them.
Well, I don't know about that.
No, half of them went to like film school.
I don't know about that, Luke.
I looked it up also.
Look it up again.
Half of the best directors didn't go to film school.
Really?
Yeah.
That gives me hope, but not but that,
that doesn't,
much.
That doesn't mean...
That doesn't mean they didn't actually...
No, that doesn't mean work. They became successful just because they were instinctually good.
Yeah.
They still put in work.
Also, you guys, if you're listening, my phone is in the grave. It's dead. It's dead. And maybe it'll come back to life.
Timmy?
Yeah.
Why does anyone care that your phone's dead? Right
because now? Snapchat... Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah. Also, add me on Snapchat, Tammy Olego. Shameless plug.
Add me at M-A-K-A-N-A-A. No one
will add you. Just kidding. What's your Snapchat name?
Makana with an extra A at the end.
How do you spell Makana?
M-A-K-A-N-A. A.
And then the extra A?
Yeah, the extra.
So three A's?
Yeah.
Two A's. Which
four
is it?
A's.
Four A's.
Makana.
Makana.
Sa.
Sa.
Dude.
Ah, sa. Pretty tired. 3:58.
What radio station are we on?
Oh, yeah. Gotta do that. You're listening to WMFO in Medford.
Let me try that.
You're listening.
Nope.
You're listening to.
You're listening to.
Try to. That's Batman.
You're listening.
Or just a really.
You're listening to. You're listening. You're listening to me. Listen to me.
Sorry for screaming in your ears again. I gotta learn to like back away from the mic when I do that. WMFO in Medford. Call us. You still have time to call us. That's 617-627-3800. Luke, stop yawning. Luke, should I talk like this for the rest of the show?
Yes.
Wait, I think we have a guest star. I don't know why he's been standing in that corner for the past 58 minutes. Hey, Obama, get over here.
Yo, get over here.
Yeah, it's gonna help you. Yeah, dude. What's up? How you doing? Look, this hurts my voice so much.
Then stop doing it.
All right, I will. Yeah. God. So, how's it going? How's it going, Obama? It's going all right. Thank you for asking. How you doing, Luke? It's been a while.
Doing pretty good, Obama.
Yeah, I don't believe you. I do not believe you, Luke.
Yeah, whatever, dude.
Yeah. Listen, Luke. I know we're cool, but I'm still the president.
Why do you assume we're cool?
Wow. It's pretty rough. I thought we had something special, Luke.